Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Out of the six games, I probably watched 4.5, including a little bit of last night.
Lots of fun hockey going on.
How come we never talked about them?
Yeah, I don't remember talking about
them. Doing radio in Cleveland.
The story of the game is one of the main guys don't know how to say his name. It has like 30 letters in it. None of them are vowels. He's playing great.
I feel like it would have came up off air.
Why?
Do you believe Kent Carman watched 4.5 of the six AHL games?
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Audio courtesy of NBC and 92.3 The Fan. Yeah, I watch a hockey, damn it. I watch a hockey. Can't tell you much about it. What I actually know about hockey, I learned from movies.
Who's the goalie for the Panthers?
Can't tell you. Stuart Skinner is the...
Sergei Bobrovsky.
Is it Bobrovsky?
Yeah, I mean...
No, is it really?
It is. He's won two in a row, and he was with the Blue Jackets forever when we used to talk about him.
Should I try to keep the sound on next
couldn't
year?
Tell you.
Should I try
to keep the sound on? That's my answer from now on.
Wait a second. The sound...
Well, wait a minute. Why is that?
The sound of NHL hockey is pretty damn compelling.
No, it's so distracting. All that ice...
I like the sound. I should have left the sound on. The ice, the bump, 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 bump.
Yeah. No, you don't want
dun,
that.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Are you going to get that Murray Warmoth book on audio tape?
Oh, my God. You guys in the Murray Warmoth. My God in heaven. See, you guys like bringing it up, though, because you knew it was ridiculous. We were talking about an old football coach who's been dead.
I did respect it. I made sure to let you know that I absolutely respect it.
What I think is ridiculous is...
You don't respect it. You're texting right now. Who are you texting?
Had you been talking about the Stanley Cup final, I would have thought that's ridiculous, too. But at least I would have known you watched it. We sat in the same room for how many days of the week?
Because you guys aren't interested. Why am I going to bring up something I know you're not interested in?
They're coming your way. They're down to 67% don't think that you watched it.
I felt...
It's a nice layer to peel off that onion of Ken Carman. I learned something about him every day. A new thing that he watched, a new thing he was interested in.
Joe said...
I had no idea all these years.
Joe had said that we actually need to... Joe said that we need to use our influence to bring NHL hockey here to Cleveland. And I had to send back to him. I go, I'm sorry, friend, but that ship has sailed. You are too good of an AHL product, and you're too close to those other cities
Get
an NHL team.
AHL, as Owen can attest, as someone who's been there night in and night out, they are killing it. They are doing so much better. Now, I don't know the financials, but just look at it, those crowds. Don't they lead the AHL in attendance?
They got to be turning
around. Yeah, they're one and two every year.
They got
one or two.
Yes,
every year.
First off, you go to the arena. The arena is beautiful. Now I've seen the pictures. Like Tony Brown and Doug Plagans have taken pictures of the other arenas. Like the
some
one
of that's relative. Some of you're playing at the Winterhurst Ice Arena. You are playing in Lakewood.
This is AAA hockey, Tony. They're playing at like the Armory.
Yeah.
The one arena, I'm like,
I think Tony Brown served nachos in the middle of games before because he's...
Tony sent a picture of the one arena they were at, and I was looking, and I go, oh, my God. And I looked, and I go, that's one of the arenas that they played at in Slapshot. I go, they've changed nothing.
Yeah.
Since 1977, I think, when that movie was made, they've changed nothing about that arena. So your arena is beautiful. You play in an NHL quality arena is what it is, which is an NBA franchise's arena, clearly. The seats are cheap. They put on a good product. I've only been to a handful of Monsters games. I've never left having a bad time, no matter what the score is. They got to be making money hand over fist over there. They know that it's got to be great for the AHL. I think the last thing the AHL would want is for Cleveland to get an NHL hockey team. And because we're so close to Cincinnati, because we're so close to Columbus, because we're so close to Detroit and Buffalo and Pittsburgh, I mean, that's four cities right there. Yeah, man, I think it'd be fun. It'd be fun to talk about. It'd be fun to have to put Lima through the paces of having to watch hockey. We make him watch another sport, and he sits there and groans over. I'll make him watch hockey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But no, they're too good in the AHL as a product, as an organization. They've been a pretty good team. They made the playoffs and they won a Calder Cup in 2016. That they're not going to get an AHL team here.
How many summer hack shows have we done over the years about what can be sustained in this market? I mean, I think most people end up coming around to, really, we should be, by demographics, we should be a two-sport town. The fact that we're three is incredible.
It's awesome.
Now you think about, could we become four pro, top of the line?
Well, because
it's just not enough money, I would think.
Well, people talk about the incredibly shrinking city, but the metro is still outrageously large.
It's a top 20 metro.
Yes, so it's still a very large area. For as much as people want to make fun of the city of Cleveland went from 900,000 people to 300,000. Okay, well, the metro is still expansive, still very, very big. And so all those people are coming to Cleveland, so that's a big market for everybody. Television, it's still a top 20 market, like you said, everything. And I think that the three major sports, clearly there's an investment here. I know we've gone around and around and around about one of them, which I have a very interesting story to tell you about that maybe tomorrow. I know we went around on one of them, but there's clearly investment there. I think the other thing that we could do is probably, I think we could probably pull off WNBA again and actually have a team here. If Caitlin Clark has sticking power, and I'm sure she does, we just got to get other... We got to get other stars, because you can't, if it just becomes a traveling road show at Caitlin Clark and they only, guys, forgive me. There's 12 teams. How many games do they play in the WNBA between the 12 teams?
30 something, I thought.
In the 40s.
Oh, is it 40?
Okay. Well, Juju, Watkins,
however many
UConn stars can get through, like if it becomes bigger and people get more interested because of Caitlin Clark and other people become stars, all right, because you still want to be able to grow some of your stars there, because it can't just be, well, Caitlin Clark's going to be in town twice a year. Okay, you'll fill the barn up twice. You'll be able to do that two times. But are you going to be able to make a profit at all based on that? Plus, I mean, it's still more dates for the arena, and I'm sure that Dan Gilbert wants more dates for the arena.
That's 22 home, 22 road, 44
44
total.
Games overall.
Which, you know, if it was scheduled, I wouldn't say they would schedule it around the Guardians or even in conjunction with them, but if you get those times where, and sometimes the crowds kind of bleed over where you go watch an afternoon baseball game and then maybe you take in a night WNBA.
Took the words right from me. Took the words right from me. Because it is in the summer. I don't know if you want to go inside indoors and watch basketball in the summer when you've been watching basketball all winter. But
you know, I always wondered, like I see people, Johnny O says, I think we are a solid hockey town. The question is, would you need like all the fans of hockey to go to every game? Well, for them to be able to be solvent.
What's the average price for a Cleveland Monsters game?
I haven't paid in 10 years.
Okay. I'm sure it's reasonable.
They usually go there and play the music.
I remember one time I went to Philly and we looked up Flyers tickets. I was shocked.
They're NBA prices.
Oh, the ones I saw for the Flyers at that time, way more expensive than any Cavs tickets I've ever seen. Way more expensive. I know they love the Flyers over there, but my God. I don't think you're getting the same type of crowds. If you're in the doldrums, if you're at the bottom of the barrel in the NHL, you better stack that team the way they did the Panthers and the Jaguars in the NFL. You better stack them. Did they stack the Golden Knights in Las Vegas?
They made the finals the first year, so... When you get one of the top goalies, you got a chance.
I watch the hockey, but I don't know enough to shoot my mouth off to know that they stacked the team or not. Riddle me that one. Hey, thanks, everybody, who joined us today.
You made that up.
Yep. Mary Kay Cabot. She will be with us tomorrow at 8:20. She says Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel are shoo-ins to make this team. She said, take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank!
Then take it to the house.
Good song. Very good song. Edgerrin James is in that video.
Is he really?
Yep. Here you go. That's what I leave you with, everybody. Have a wonderful day,
sports.
My friends.
Good sports.
Go Guardians. Go Gardos. Go Edgerrin James.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.